Here we go. Parshas Parah. What are we holding? Chaf Gimel Adar. Chaf Gimel Adar. Is that the Yerzer Chedush Harim tonight? I'm not sure. It might be. But it's Chaf Beis Adar tonight. Right? We just came off the Shabbos. 1 week ago, we're holding my perm. It's crazy, no? One week ago. Right, Parshas Parah this week. Parshas Vayakal Pekudei. It's a lot to speak about. So let's try to see how this might be Chazik. Here we go. Ready? So, in the Parshas Parah, it's brought out like this from the Sefer Sifsei Chayin on page Kuf Yedad, Hakdama Yud Alef. It says, Bishap, so basically we know there's Dalad Parshios. So the goal of Dalad Parshios, remember, that the whole Nakuda of Malik is Kiyad al Keska. They try to block out the Shema Vai. Right? Yud Ke and Vav Ke. Okay? So he says, the third Parsha, you start from the bottom, you basically the four Parshios correspond to Yud Ke, Vav Ke. Okay? So the first Parsha, Shkalon corresponds to the Hey. Last hey, Zachar corresponds to the Vav. So this week's parsha corresponds to the hey, the first hey of the Shema Vaya. Okay, Sfiras Bina. So like this: Ki Achar Kriyas Parsha Zachar Vavodas Yom Apurim Shaskanu Michias Amalek. After the fact that we just had Parsha Zachar and we just did Michias Amalek, Tzrichin Zichuch V'Tara. Now we have to purify ourselves, right? Why? We've cleansed and purified ourselves. Why? We just defeated them. No, why? Because there's a claw. Ki Amisavik Im Minuvel. Misnavel. Because when you mess around and when you fight versus a Minovo, a disgusting person, you get a little bit dirty also. Umakor v'shorash ha-tahara hi b'bina. Right? And the Sfira and the Olam Abina is the Makor of all Tahara. Ki adu v'sham hu gamkin Makor v'shorash koach ha-tshuva. And this Parsha, we're holding by the place of Bina, which is the place of Tahara. And Dafka, what's Mitahara? It's the Paraduma. Because you know, we say by the Paraduma is what? It's Mitahar esatmeim. Right? The whole Indian of Paraduma, Paraduma is Gamachya Purim. Right, very good. Right, it's Gematria Har Sinai also. Right, but the whole Indian of Paraduma is that what? It comes to Mitaras. Right, it's Mitar Esatmeim. So, from Svarim speak about that the Indian of Parshas Par goes like this. On page Kufchaf. So this is what he says. Vine. Minig Yisrael Torah, right? A minig in Klal Yisrael is Torah. Right? Any minig we have is very strong. Shabbos Zu Mis Asfin Bnei Yisrael Eitzel Rabam Yishmo Devir Torah. Then on this week's Parsha, this Shabbos, Parsha Parah, right, all the Chassidim get together to be by the Rebbe. Right? All you guys are going to Tzfas to be by Rebbe, the Heilig Ariya Kadosh. Right? V'zeu Gamkein Inyan Tahara. That's also the Inyan Tahara. K'mo Shekasav, like it says, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Right? Now, what does it mean? Shekasher Bnei Yisrael Misasfim U'misvadim Biyachad. Right, we have tonight, something called the Hizvadas. Right, when we come together to be one, Asifasan Zutarasan. That's what's Mitaharas. Right? But Dafka by a Tzadik. Because the greatest Tahara you have is when the Chevers gathered around their Tzadik to be Mekabel from their Tzadik. So we see something interesting. Listen to what it says. So Asifasan Zutarasan. Vizkayim Litar Tmeim Beomer Kot Kadosh. Aide Amiras Divrei Kedusha Mipi HaRav LaTamidim. From when all the Chassidim are gathered by the Rebbe, right? The Hamas Asmi love that are gathered by him. Umishim Shetumas Amalek Garma Pirud Ubita Achdus. That the whole Mitzias, what was Amalek's whole goal? Is just to be Mifarid us. That's a word, right? To separate us. To make us have machlokes with each other. That there's not an Achdus. Lachin B'Shabazu She'oskim B'Tahara. That this week's parsha, we're osek and being mitar ourselves. Achar melchamas amalek, tzrichin biyoser lasok ba'havas chavirim. V'ez batlus me'echad d'sheni. Right, dafka. This week's parsha is built on what? Achdus and havas chavirim at a higher level than ever. V'zehu ataram ula nishma yisrael. And chaver, the greatest way to be mitar nishma yisrael is through what? Is dafka through achdus, through chaver gathering together b'derech kedusha. So we see something very interesting that's going on over here. Right? So I mean, he says this also. He says, basically, I'll tell you a cool klal in Kabbalah. Okay? So basically, it goes like this. So Yud Kei, Vav, and Kei. Right? It's very quick. You follow this. Don't worry. You'll follow this soon. Right? And start me learning. So it goes like this. So Vav and Hei of Shem Vayir represent Zer Anpin and Malchus. Okay? So sometimes, so what a Malik does, they try to separate the Vav and the Hei. Okay? So Yud and Hei represent Chachma and Bina. So Chachma and Bina are called Trey Reyin de Lomas Parsha. Okay? So Yud and Hey always have to be together. So it's very cool. Can you have a break between Parsha Shkal and Parsha Zachar? Yes or no?
No.
Yes, you could. Can you have a break between Parsha Zachar and Parsha Parah?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, because Parshas Zachar was 2 weeks ago, right? What about between Parshas Para and Parshas HaChodesh? They have to be back-to-back. Why? Because they correspond to Yud and Hay. Right? They have to be back-to-back. Which represents what? That there's an Achdus again. Right? So everything that Parsha represents is Achdus. So now I have a question for you. If you look at what's been going on this whole Zman, right? Dafka, you start with Purim. Holding of Purim, Lech, Kenosis, Kol Yehudim. Everything's gathered up. Achdus, 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 Achdus. And now, finally, you worked on Achdus. What do you have, Parsha Para? Oh, Parsha Para, Achdus. Everyone has to gather together. So you see, there's a huge or and a huge focus on what? On Achdus and Asifa. Right? That everyone's gathering together these days. What's going on? So we know that right at when Purim ends, what's right? What do you start being Osegin right when Purim finishes? Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. So what do we start doing with after we had Shushan Purim? So what's 30 days after Shushan Purim? Second night of Pesach. Right? Sfiras Omer. Oh, very good. So Chevra, what's the avodah of Sfiras Omer? Why do we count Sfiras Omer? Why do we count Sfiras Omer?
To know when to start Shavuos.
Okay, but what's the one in the end? What we sometimes people
back in the
yeah.
day, I mean,
oh, hold on, what are we saying?
The
oh, to commemorate the reason why we don't get haircuts, right? The reason why we don't listen to music.
It's morning.
Oh, exactly. Until the Hey the Gatan or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai steps up, right? But what do you see though? That part of the Indian of Sfiras Omer you start right away is what? Is Dafka because of Tamin? What was the issue with Tamin Rabbi Kiva?
No Achdus.
Oh, Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. Exactly. There was no Achdus. But you know what Dafka it says? Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. You know what the Kavod wasn't? You know what they're lacking in? Is that I would learn something, I would learn it, and I wouldn't share it with anyone else. I would keep it to myself. I wouldn't be Mechazik everyone else. That's why the whole Indian we see is Dafka gathering by your Rebbe to go hear Divrei Torah. That's the greatest Tara. But what do we see is going on here? Is that part of the preparation of Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag means that what? You know why it's such a focus on Achdus right now? Because you have to see what's coming. Is that we're going to have 49 days. Alpi d'Arizal, you don't get a haircut for 49 days. You go the full way. Right? Or at least 33 days. Right? Lag Bomer. Right? But what do you see? You see that there's a huge focus now, focused on Achdus Yisrael. Why? Because there's about to be a big time pagam in Achdus Yisrael. Dafka by Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Right? What do we know about Rabbi Akiva Chevra?
This famous story.
So we'll get to that soon. But the Nakuda is that Ezu Chacham Haroa Es HaNolad. Right? Doesn't mean you always have to be focused on the future to be planning, but you always have to see what's coming. Right? To know that what? If there's something that's coming for 33 days, that what? Avelus over the fact that Chevra. It wasn't like older people, it was Chevra, it was Talmidim, learning Yeshiva together. Right, that this person says a svar, and instead of me congratulating him, this person makes a siyum, I get jealous of him and say, oh, I'm very upset. Right? That's what it is. It depends. Oh, it depends what it is. I mean, if it's a jealousy that, oh, I'm upset that he's succeeding, or if it's jealousy that, wow, it's pushing me. So that's a good thing, exactly. But however, this is the avoda now, to be mechazik in Achdus Yisrael, more than anything else. This is mamish what we see left and right going on. It's very cool. Because if you look, what's this week's parsha? Vayakel. What's Gematria Vayakel? 151 is Gematria Mikvah. Right, what's the whole inyan of Rabbi Akiva? Right? What's it? What's the niggin? Ashrechem Yisrael. Lifte mi atem et arf. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. That's what he says. Right? The whole inyan of Rabbi Akiva is the mikvah. Right? Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. So there's a concept. There's different measurements in the mikvah. There's 40 say in a mikvah. And there's also a concept called lugin. You know how many lugin go into a kosher mikvah? 960 lugin. Okay? 960 lugin. Yeah? So could be.
What's the translation of lugin? It's like a measurement?
Yeah, it's a measurement. So, Chevra, listen to this. So, what's 960? So, that's a big number. With a mikvah, is the number 960. So, 960, which is the mikvah that which makes up a lugin, is 960. 960 is gematria exactly Achdus Yisrael. That when there's that 960 lugin in the mikvah. So 960 is the lugin in the mikvah. So 960 is gematria Achdus Yisrael. It's also gematria Uman Rosh Hashanah. It's also gematria David Yosef Shrier. Right? But the nekuda is that what? That Vayakel. So why the Av Shalom says Vayakel is gematria mikvah? Why? Because when chevers gathered together, that's like we said before, that's mamash mikvah. That's what's mitaras more than anything else. Asifasan, zutarasan. When we gather together, that's what's mitaras. It's dafka the mission of Rabbi Akiva, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. How do you say that? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem is Gematria 718, is Gematria Purim b'miloy also. Is that that's all in your Purim, it's Achti Yisrael. But we said before, what the Paraduma represents, it's Shech to Olam Habina. And Olam Habina is called Olam HaTshuva. And this is a big week of Tshuva Me'ahava. So if you take Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, it's Gematria HaTshuva. Right, it's the Tshuva. And this is what it's about. That's what it's a week of Tshuva. But how? What type of Tshuva? Tshuva with what chever come together? Achti Yisrael. Because the biggest things that we've messed up on in life, right? The biggest things we've messed up on in life is what? Is Lashon Hara a lot. Right? Or being jealous of someone else. Yeah? So too with Pesach. You see, the whole mitzvah of Pesach is what? You eat the Karban Pesach. What's the din of Karban Pesach? You eat the Karban Pesach with who? It's called you eat it with a chabura. Exactly, with a chabura. So what? If you're not eating the chabura, that's what it's built on. The point of Pesach is what? Everyone's coming together. Right? It's very cool. If you go to our Masechet Sukkah, yeah? This is what it says over here. But again, that's the whole matzias of what we're coming to now. Pesach is all about that inin of what? Ahav Yisrael. Being together. So if you look in Gemara Sukkah, in the bottom of Nun Hei, Amud Aleph.
Did you finish?
Almost.
What are you up to?
Nun, I don't know. Tim Chazar. So it goes like this. Yeah? Nun Hei, bottom of Nun Hei, Amud Beis, okay? So it says like this. Imor ha regalim shel gavoh. Fine, it goes like this. Yeah, tamalomar ubo bechol avas nafsho v'sheres yachol af bishar yemos hashana kein tamalomar meachad sharecha lo marti. So it means meachad sharecha is only when everyone's in one place. Everyone's gathered in one place. So Gemara says lo marti ella. So when's this mekain that everyone's in one place? Lo marti ella b'shar shekol Yisrael nichtasim b'shar echad. It's only said when everyone's gathered together at once. When is this chevra? B'regel. B'chi asar, no, not there. Skip the line. Reishay dekra v'chi yavo halevi me'achad sharecha v'darish lei hachi kimo b'echad sharecha. K'shekol Yisrael nichtasim b'shar echad klomar bir achas. When is that? B'regel. The Afghan Shul Shergolim. When all Klai Yisrael is in one place, in one city. What's the whole time of Achdus Yisrael? That's what the Shlosh Regalim are built on. If you look, right? Let's go through each one. Pesach. What's Pesach all about? Eat the Chabura. Okay, Shavuos. How do you come to Matan Torah? Ki'ishachad b'levachad. Right, how do you come to Sukkah? Sukkahs. Let's go to Chav Zayin Amabez in Sukkah. Oh, beautiful. Pasuk says like this. Kol Ezach v'Yisrael Rieshu b'sukkos. Melamit she'kol Yisrael ru'im le'she b'sukkah achas. The what that all Klai Yisrael, right? That all Klai Yisrael can sit in one sukkah, right? Chaver, that's the whole inyan. Is that all the Shlosh Regalim are about? What? Achdus Yisrael, being everyone comes together. All the regel, right? Everyone comes together. If you want to go get, you definitely could. No pressure, no. Right? But what? But that's the whole nekuda, chaver. Is that what's the time now to focus on Achdus Yisrael? Because this is what takes us above all the malik. All the malik wants to do, like we said before, Purim is osios what? Rafoy mem, right? Refidim is pirud. Right, their whole nekuda is to cause pirud, to cause us to not have Achdus Yisrael. Right, Haman's whole lashon hara said about us what? Yashnu amechad mefuzar mefura. That's what Haman attacks. Look, there's pirud in there. However, when we come together, you understand the avoda of Melchamas Amalek is still going on. A person forgot about Purim again. Hachas v'shalom. How could you possibly forget it? The avoda of Achdus Yisrael. I can't even say it in front of Adi. It's not even a shaila. Right, the mashal of Rishner goes like this. The mashal of Rishner gives a mashal to his kids. Right, we caught this a couple weeks ago. It says if you take one branch, right, if you take like a tree and put the tree together, it's like 40 branches together. Then if you try to break it, you're not going to be able to. Why? Because when all the branches are together, they can't snap. But what happens if you separate each branch? Then what happens? You can crack each one. So Rishner said, so to the Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael is gathered together, when we're in Achdus together, what happens? You can't break us. No one can touch us. But when we're not in Achdus together, what happens? Boom! It can be destroyed. So, have a listen to this. This is one of my favorite Torahs in all of Kutim Aran. It's in Shmuel Aleph, Tesvav Lamed Gimel. You find Shmuel Aleph, Tesvav Lamed Gimel. So it's talking about when Shaul was ordered to kill, right, Amalek, all of Amalek, right? And then what happens? He didn't kill him. Yeah? So then Shmuel comes and he sees, oh, you didn't kill him. So what does he do? Goes like this. He's Shmuel, Shmuel, Higishu Elias Agag, Melech Amalek. Bring me Agag. Vayelech ilav Agag me Adonos vayomer Agag achin tsar maramavis. Right. So what does he say to him? What does he say? The bitterness of death approaches. Okay. Vayomer Shmuel kasher shikla nashim harbecha kein tishkal mi nashim imecha. So he says to him, just as your sword made a woman childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. Vayishasev Shmuel es Agag lifnei Hashem bagagal. And it says that Shmuel severed Agag before Hashem. So very interesting. So Agag is who? Haman ben Hamdasa Hagagi. That's where Haman comes from. So listen to this, Chavra. This is awesome. Vayishasev means he killed Agag. So how do you kill Agag? Vayishasev. That's how you kill him, right? Nachman says something. What's the word Vayishasev? It's really the word shasef, though. I mean, vayi is just leading into that. But the word is shasef means to sever, right? So it means to sever him, to kill him.
It's
so how do you kill him? The shorish is shin samich pei. So Nachman says, what does it mean to kill Agag? How do you kill Amalek? So first of all, if you look in Rashi, right? Rashi in that pasuk says, let's open up the Kudurman. Yeah? Just to show you inside. Just to see how beautiful this is. I don't even know where I'm going to find this right now. Borealon, let me Davin, Borealon helps us.
Classic Rabbi Cohen.
Yeah. Borealon, please help. What is this? It's Mamish because he did that. It's Mamish because he did that. In Torah Lamin, Osvav. Listen to what he says. This is. Goes like this. Ready for this?
Go.
I think it's like this, yeah? Where is it? No, Rebbe. Rabbi.
Got it.
So listen to what he says, okay? Shmos Agag. Ki Agag, who, what Amalek represents, who's Amalek today? No, Amalek's the klal of all the goyim is Amalek. Right? So listen to what he quotes, okay? Vayishasev Shmos Agag. Ki Agag, who klalius arba machiz sitracha. What Agag represents, he represents what? The klalius of all, of the dalid machiz. That the Reish is Gaim Amalek, they're the Reish of everything. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vayishasev chasachol ledalid. Cut him into four pieces. What does that mean? They cut him into four pieces. What he was being mechavin, he was cutting away all. Right, remember, there's four machias, right? We have, right? Bavel, Madai, Edom, Yavan. So we did chaschol ledalid. Means what? He was cutting away all the goyim. When you kill a malik, that represents killing all the yitzharas, all the goyim. Okay. So again, it says vayishasef. So what does vayishasef stand for? Shasef. You know how he killed him? You know how we kill a malik? You know how we overcome a malik? Shasef is Ashtevos, Shin is Shvuas, Samich is Sukkis, Pei is Pesach. Where you guys go? Where you go? We're not done. Yeshua. Get back that here.
Yeshua Baruch.
Shvuas Akelim, no? Mom, it's unbelievable, no? I told you were going to convert to Judaism. I told you you'd convert to Judaism here and there. No? Is that not unbelievable?
It's a geschmack.
Is that not a... Let's finish the story up, okay? So what it means like this. You know? Right? So Chevra, so what's the Nakuda? So the Nakuda is that how do you destroy them?
Who's this?
Right? Shasef. Well, the Indian of Shasef. Nice. Alright? Chevra, let's just finish. We have one more minute. I mean, how do you do it? Again, by Shasef Shmuelas Agag. Means that the way you kill Agag is how? Shvuas, Sukkis, and Pesach. And what's the common denominator between Shvuas, Sukkis, and Pesach? Again, Shvuas, Pesach is all about what? You eat bechabura. Shvuas is Kishach HaBalevichad. Sukkah is Kol Yisrael Roi L'dira Achas. It's that what's Achtas Yisrael. It's a chevra, we have to mechazik it. Chevra, we have a chevra here that comes to learn Panemius every night. That's a real thing, we have to mechazik that. Right? I mean, Shua, what's up? Right?
So tummy dick in the background.
Right? But chevra, wait, one more minute, okay? Chevra, the kud is that's the way we do it. That when we have Achtas, when we're mechazik each other, chevra, how many people here are so quick to just speak about someone else so negatively? All of us. But chevra, we have to work on that. We have to build the thing to show what? That there's a thing called Achti Yisrael here. And it comes from, sometimes, you know what? It has to come from the people who are learning the Panemius. people who are learning these Sfarim, that what it's upon us to represent what we're learning from Rabbeinu, which is left and right, Achdus Yisrael. Learning from Sifrei Chaim is Achdus Yisrael. We have to mechazik that. That's a real avoda. And people take it very lightly. B'chever, it's mamish a real avoda. And without Achdus Yisrael, we have no shot of overcoming Malik. Right? A person has to think about, like, what am I looking for? Am I looking for me, myself, to win? If I'm the best guy, what does that give me? For example, the Chalban gives a mashal. So imagine you have a person in the army. Yeah, and he says, you know what? I want to be the hero today. And he ditches the army for what their plan is. And he says, I'm going to go kill all the enemies. So what's going to happen? A, he's going to get killed. He's going to blow their cover and everyone else is going to get killed. Part of being on the army is what you do your thing. But you wouldn't... Imagine a person says in the army, I want to be better than him. What an idiot, no? So too here, we're in the army of the Bori Olam. It's a team sport. We have to mechazik that. Someone else learning, mechazik them. Right? Mechazik every single person. That's what you need to do. You have to mechazik people. Like Rav Miller said the other day. So Rav Miller, the Rosh Kolo of the Gris Kolo, right? One of the Rosh Yeshiva of YU, told us. So the avod today is not to give sur meira to us. Not to focus on the bad stuff we do. To focus on the flow of tov. So chever, that's what we have to do. We have to focus on being mechazik each other. I'm only quoting Rav Miller. Right? That's our goal. Especially coming to Shabbos Kodesh. When Shabbos Kodesh comes, what? All the Hashem Sinura. However, that's our avodah now. Parshas Para. It's where everyone gets together. Asifasan Zutarasan. That's what we have here. When we're gathered together, this is what's Mitaras. Right? If we're not being Mitar, then we have no shot of entering in. Imagine a person comes to a place in front of the king, and he's all disgusting. He's dirty. Right? So too, coming before the Bori Olam. How could you come before the Bori Olam? If you're disgusting and dirty, so how do you Mitar yourself? Come with mikvah, but also with Achdus Yisrael. Right? No, I recommend going to the mikveh Erev Shabbos for sure.
Two times a day.
You hear that?
Three mikveh times a day. Shabbos. Adi's holding by two times a day, right? But Chavre, this is the Nakuda to Mechazik. Again, Vayishasif. Again, the way we destroy them is what? Dafk built on Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach. Shizuch, the Mechazik each other in Achdus Yisrael. Gematria, Uman, Rosh Hashanah. We shall be Zuch, Rabbi, and Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Hey, but the Iker Nakuda is that the Mikvah is 960 Lugin, Gematria, Achdus Yisrael. Shavach Yisrael, Mechazik each other, and Bizuch, the Or of Shabbos, Kaidah.